With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 5th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
Chaos as Donald Trump addresses Congress and Taoiseach to meet with British Prime Minister ahead of White House visit. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says Ukraine is ready to sign a minerals deal after Vladimir Zelensky wrote to him thanking him for American support in the war against Russia. The agreement appeared to be on the brink of collapse last week after a row broke out between the leaders at the Oval Office in the White House. Addressing the US Congress overnight, President Donald Trump also confirmed he has spoken with Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
Regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it at any time. I appreciate that he sent this letter. Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Meanwhile, a leading Democrat politician has been escorted out of a major speech by Donald Trump after heckling him. Mr. Trump told his audience in the US Congress that he's restoring common sense to America. Al Green was ordered to leave the chamber as the US president opened the joint session in Washington. He says he was upset about cuts to health care for those on the lowest incomes, including those he represents in Texas.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House.
The Taoiseach is travelling to the UK today to meet with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The two leaders will attend a dinner together ahead of a UK-Ireland summit in northwest England tomorrow. It's the first in a series of annual UK and Ireland summits, which were agreed on last year. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Current global developments are expected to be raised as the leaders meet to discuss improving and maintaining our strong relationship with our nearest neighbour. Taoiseach Micheál Martin and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will agree a wide-ranging programme of new and enhanced strategic cooperation between Ireland and the UK to be taken forward by both governments through to 2030. Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence Simon Harris, Minister for Education and Youth Helen McEntee, Minister for Climate, Environment, Energy and Transport Dara O'Brien and Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration Jim O'Callaghan will also be in attendance tomorrow with a business roundtable discussion hosted by the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach.
A young boy hurt in a stabbing at a Dublin school is to undergo surgery. Investigations are continuing into what prompted the attack by one 11-year-old boy on another yesterday. Tara Duggan has more.
This happened at around 10:30 yesterday morning at a primary school in Finglas. An 11-year-old boy was stabbed in the back by another child, causing internal injuries. The Irish Times says the child was very unwell and was to undergo surgery at Temple Street Children's Hospital. However, his injuries are not thought to be life-threatening or life-altering. The suspect has been identified, but because he's under the age of 12, he can't be held criminally responsible and therefore can't be arrested. Gardaí say they are engaging with the families of both children and school management and staff to establish what happened and why.
Arab leaders have unanimously adopted a $53 billion plan for Gaza's reconstruction after a summit meeting in Egypt. The meeting was hastily convened to consider ways to counter Donald Trump's idea to redevelop Gaza as a Riviera. The new proposal, presented to an Arab League summit in Cairo last night, will focus on emergency relief and long-term economic development. Electricity from renewable sources provided for over half of the total energy demand in February. That's according to provisional data from Airgrid. Wind power alone generated almost half of the country's electricity needs, accounting for just over 48% of all electricity used here last month. Gas generation accounted for 31% of the electricity used, with 12% being imported via interconnection. Airgrid's Diarmaid Gillespie says the figures show signs of progress as we try to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels.
Provision figures for February show that last month was one of the best for renewable energy on record, driven largely by wind energy. Over half of the electricity used in February came from renewables, the majority of which came from wind farms. So indeed, on February the 13th, we saw a new record for wind power of 3,900 megawatts. And to put that in context, the record for overall electricity demand stands at 6,000 megawatts.
Pumping iron could help pensioners beat insomnia. New research suggests muscle-building exercises reduces sleepless nights for older people. Experts say all forms of exercise can improve sleep, but strength or resistance training gives elderly people the best night's rest overall. In entertainment news, the Sugar Babes say they'll have new music sooner than we think. The girl group are about to go on their first ever UK and Ireland arena tour and will be performing in Dublin on Easter Sunday. Mosia, Keisha and Siobhan say it doesn't matter how much time they've off, they're always going to be nervous when they get back on stage.
Everyone's always going to be quite nervous, but at the same time, it just felt normal and natural,
and we enjoy it. And we got a lot of love from everyone.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I feel like if you have, like, 3 weeks off, we forget the routines, in a really short amount of time.
And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal became the first side ever to score 7 in an away knockout tie in the Champions League last night. The Gunners were 7-1 winners over PSV in the first leg of the last 16 encounter in Eindhoven. The two sides meet again at the Emirates Stadium next Wednesday. Elsewhere, Real Madrid will head into next week's second leg with a 2-1 lead over crosstown rivals Atletico. It finished 1-1 between Borussia Dortmund and Lille, and Aston Villa scored twice in the final 10 minutes to clinch a 3-1 win away to Club Brugge. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code SAVING at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code SAVING. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.